This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to dedicate themselves sincerely in 9 areas of development to make Viksit Bharat a reality. Speaking at the inauguration of Guru Bhairav Vaikya Mandir in Adi Chunchanagiri Math near Mandya in Karnataka today, the Prime Minister said that the seers and saints who devoted their life for the society had this vision. The 9 areas that the Prime Minister asked the citizens to join with hands with include water conservation and management and also planting of trees under Ek Ped Makinam program.
Sri Adi Chunchangiri Mahasansan Mat, Anna, Akshar, Arogya, Adhyatma, Asray, Aranya, Akalu, Anukampa, or Anuban, in 9 Siddhanto par Karya Karta. Isi Bhyabhavana se, main aap sabhi ke samne, 9 aise kshetra rakhna chahta hu, jahan hum sabhi milkar ek samuhik sankalp le sakte hain.
The Prime Minister also called upon to encourage Swadeshi movement by encouraging Desi goods and entrepreneurs. He also added that tourism can be encouraged by Indians visiting parts of the country. He also spoke about organic and natural farming by avoiding chemicals and pesticides. Senior leader of Bharatiya Janata Party, Samrat Chaudhary, has been sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Bihar. The oath of office and secrecy was administered to him by Governor Lieutenant General Retired Syed Atta Hasnain at a program held at Lok Bhavan in Patna. Mr. Chaudhary is the 24th Chief Minister of the state. He is also the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated and extended his wishes to Samrat Chaudhary on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Mr. Chaudhary's energy, dedication to public service and grassroots experience will prove extremely beneficial for the state. Expressing confidence on Mr. Chaudhary's capable leadership, the Prime Minister said that Bihar will touch new heights of all-round development while fulfilling the aspirations of the people. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi also congratulated Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Vijayendra Prasad Yadav on taking oath as the Deputy Chief Ministers of Bihar. The ED Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at the premises of Aam Aadmi Party MP Ashok Mittal under the Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999. Sources at the ED said that the search operations are part of a broader probe into entities associated with the Lovely University Group. The sources noted that a total of 10 locations across Jalandhar and Gurgaon are being covered as part of the operation. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has assured that there is nothing to worry about the Women Reservation Bill, as all provisions have been carefully addressed. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that every state has been fairly considered with provisions for an increase in the number of seats. He emphasized that the proposed bill is balanced and it will take care of the aspirations of every community, region and state. In Tamil Nadu, the stage is being set for the upcoming single-phase polling on the 23rd of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a roadshow at Nagarkoil today. Mr. Modi will be joined by AIADMK General Secretary Idappadi Palaniswamy and senior BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal. Former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram today blamed the BJP for the special session of Parliament. DMK Youth Wing Leader and Deputy Chief Minister Uday Nidhi Stalin is campaigning at Ottapidaram. In West Bengal, campaigning has gained momentum. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting virtually in support of party candidates at the Labong ground in Darjeeling from Malda. Addressing the crowd, he assured the Gorkha issue in Bengal would be solved within the constitutional framework and false cases against the people of Gorkha community would be withdrawn after BJP comes to power in the state. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed the people of West Bengal virtually on the occasion of Bengali New Year 1433. And that is the end of this news bulletin.